It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Governor Rick Snyder says it's time to raise the federal gas tax to help fix Michigan's crumbling roads. Snyder says the state has increased fees and fuel taxes. Local governments have come up with ways to raise revenue. Now it's up to the federal government to step up. What do you think, Jack? Has Michigan done all it can do to try to fix the roads?
No, and Snyder knows that, too. Snyder tried for years to do the right thing and to raise the Michigan gas tax. If you raised it 10 or 20 cents a gallon, it would more than compensate for the problem. But the Michigan taxpayers are unwilling to do it, so he's putting it on the feds, who will probably be even more unwilling to do it. That's not to say it shouldn't be done. We should certainly raise the gas tax, partly to fix the nation's roads, which in many states are not quite, but nearly as bad as ours, and partly maybe to start weaning us from fossil fuels. But politically, there seems to be very little chance of that.
Democratic candidate for Governor Abdul El-Sayed has asked a Wayne County judge to rule on whether he's eligible to run. El-Sayed is originally from Michigan, but he lived in New York from 2011 to 2016. The state constitution says a candidate for governor has to be a qualified voter for the 4 years preceding an election. Jack, this has come up several times recently. Does El-Sayed have good cause to keep pursuing candidacy?
Well, I think he's doing exactly the right thing in asking for a court ruling on this to get this settled once and for all. In general, I think that voters like people being given access to the ballot. If you remember, Mike Duggan in 2013 was thrown off the ballot due to a technicality when he was running for mayor of Detroit, and people thought that was unfair, and they all wrote his name in, and he got a majority of the vote through a write-in in the primary. So I think personally that Abdul El-Sayed should be on the ballot. I think he's unlikely to win the nomination, but it always looks a little unfair when you deny somebody access to the ballot.
Speaking of the race for governor, Governor Snyder has officially endorsed Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. Calley says he plans to build on Snyder's policy that led to what both refer to as Michigan's comeback. Recent polls have State Attorney General Bill Schuette as the Republican frontrunner. If Schuette ends up winning the Republican primary, do you think Snyder will be able to get behind him the way he's gotten behind Calley?
No, the men don't like each other at all, and Schuette has tried to sabotage Snyder on numerous occasions. Snyder will probably issue a tepid endorsement, if any endorsement at all, and then not campaign for him and just bury his head in paperwork for the balance of his term. He may not even endorse him, if you recall. He doesn't endorse very many people. He did not endorse President Trump. But if you ever expect to see Snyder out there campaigning with Schuette, forget about it.
For the first time, Ohio is declaring Western Lake Erie impaired by the toxic algae and bacteria that have fouled drinking water and closed beaches in recent years. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency's announcement comes amid a federal lawsuit over whether part of the lake should be declared impaired. Environmental groups hope it will pave the way for increased pollution regulations, but state leaders don't have high hopes. Jack, what do you think?
I think any time you've got a lake with a giant dead zone and huge balls of algae that poison the drinking water, I would call that impaired. It's interesting, I was talking to an activist in southern Michigan the other day who said that in a way she thought this might be a negative because by designating it impaired, people may stop worrying and think something's being done about it. Obviously, we have a major problem with Lake Erie especially, and the problem is manure. It's agricultural runoff. Some farmers put this stuff on the fields when they're still frozen, and it just sluices down into the water table. And the agricultural lobby, of course, is trying to prevent legislatures and Congress from putting any restrictions on it. But the solution to this is to severely reduce the amount of phosphorus that gets in the Great Lakes. And unless we do that, we're going to look at more and more problems with our water.
All right, Jack. Well, have a good weekend and stay out of the water.
I promise not to swim anywhere with this algae.
Sounds like a plan. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.